This is the FS Investments Market Minute, a weekly recap from the FS Investments research team. Today is April 15th, 2024. In equities, U.S. stocks fell for a second week as a strong CPI report sent yields and the U.S. dollar higher. Growth stocks still outperformed as Apple's announcement it would retool its Mac line to make it more AI-centric boosted certain areas of tech. For its part, Apple gained about 4%, its best week since November, after severely underperforming its Magnificent Seven peers year-to-date. The largest banks kicked off Q1 earnings season in mixed fashion, with bright spots around credit metrics and trading, but NII compression becoming more apparent. Banks slumped 5% on the week. International stocks declined, but outperformed the U.S. In fixed income, bonds sold off last week in the wake of the stronger-than-expected CPI data on Wednesday. The 10-year Treasury jumped from 4.35% prior to the release to over 4.55%, while the 2-year breached 4.95%, both the highest since mid-November. Just 3 weeks ago, markets were pricing in 3 rate cuts by the end of 2024, but this week walked back to just below 2 rate cuts. By Friday, however, geopolitical concerns caused a mild recovery, with the 10-year easing back towards 4.5%, still up 10 basis points on the week. In commodities, oil spent much of the week oscillating around $85 per barrel before swinging wildly Friday on fears of a direct Iranian attack on Israel. Markets have become less certain of OPEC's future production path after the group released a report outlining what they believe will be robust demand in the coming quarters. But geopolitical concerns have kept prices rising. The bid for gold remains voracious as the precious metal rose around 4% last week and is up 18% year-to-date. Here's the economic overview. Consumer prices surprised to the upside again in March, with a 0.4% month-over-month increase in the headline and 0.4% in the core. 0.3% gains were expected in each. Insurance and medical care costs were the culprit this month, contributing to a whopping 0.7% month-over-month increase in the super core measure, core services excluding shelter, and pushing this measure up to 5% year-over-year from 3.7% at the end of Q3 last year. Falling goods have helped offset this renewed pressure in goods prices, but progress on lower inflation stalled. CPI is up 3.5% year-over-year and has averaged 3.3% since June of last year. Read this week's complete Market Minute, along with full charts and data at fsinvestments.com/market-minute, where you can also sign up to get a new Market Minute and other insights in your inbox every week. The Market Minute is brought to you by the FS Investments Investment Research Team. Learn more at fsinvestments.com.